Welcome to the Obesity Medicine Podcast with your host, Dr. Matea Rentilla, board certified in internal medicine and obesity medicine. Here, we talk about a path to metabolic health, and we have real conversations about chronic weight management and living a full life. Just a reminder, I am a physician, but I'm not your physician. So everything that's on this podcast is for informational purposes, but please go talk to your doctor about what's right for you. There is no medical advice being given on this podcast. Welcome back to another episode of the podcast. I have a really, really exciting treat for you this week. I am releasing a little mini series, and it's not all me talking. One of the episodes will be, but the rest of them, there are three episodes that have been absolutely amazing that Ali Novitsky, she is an obesity medicine board certified physician, but she has practiced for years now with helping people with their fitness and their nutrition and their mental, emotional health. She really packages it all together nicely, but she is extremely knowledgeable, takes a very holistic approach to this, has absolutely amazing advice that is so applicable for how to build muscle, how to maintain muscle. What are some protein goals? How can you even start resistance training? These were topics that I think are so crucial for my audience. I personally asked her, you know, there was an interview a few weeks ago that we did. And then when I heard these episodes, I said, hey, can we do a crossover podcast episode where I bring yours onto mine just so that people can hear this? Because it is such valuable information. And I will leave below every single episode the link for her podcast. I strongly recommend that you go subscribe to her, go back and listen to previous episodes. I will tell you, her podcast episodes, some of them, I mean, all of them are amazing, but some are so great that I personally include these in the treatment plans for my patients. Often after my visits, I'll send a little summary, a little message to my patient, and there will be a certain podcast episode that I think they really need to hear. You know, different things resonate with different people. And she often is someone where I literally take the direct link to that episode and I'll say, hey, listen to this one. So what I want to share with you in this mini series, it is going to be her episodes on how to increase protein and what amounts likely would be good for you. There is so much whipping around on this, and she just makes it really simple, easy, and basic. Remember, these are always rough guidelines, but how to get more protein. She will walk you through what are some of the home scales that actually do body composition testing. Are they accurate? How can you use it? Such good information. And then also how to achieve optimal health with learning how to start to do resistance training, strength training, how to bring that in. These are things that I find routinely people do not understand any of these concepts enough. So I'm so happy to share those three episodes. And then the fourth one that you're going to get here, it's what your obesity medicine doctor wants you to know about GLP-1 agonists. And that is when I came on her podcast. So we are going to release all four of these episodes today. I hope you enjoy this. I'm putting the same intro on every single one. So if you're listening to the next few in the series, just hit the little fast forward to get past this section so you can hear all the great things she says. Again, can't recommend her podcast enough. I learn so much from her and she just has a different focus. And so I think you're going to learn so much. Let me know your thoughts if you're loving this podcast. I strongly want to recommend that you not only follow her, but also leave a review for mine so that we can make sure to get other great content out like this in the future.
Well, hello there. It's so great to be back this week. I hope that you had an amazing last several days. Things are cooking here. All is well, super busy. As you know, Fit Woman Collective is here. And if you haven't checked it out yet, please check out the show notes. Fit Woman Collective is all about becoming authentically who you are and owning it, not trying to fit into a space that you don't belong. This is where we honor our mental, emotional, physical health in a way that's super inspiring, motivating, and empowering. And I have to say that I do your 30-minute mind-body workouts in the program, and everyone is going to work your mind and your body and also provide some amazing emotional regulation. All right, moving into today's episode, it's all about getting your strength training on. And the reason why I wanted to deliver this episode is because I recognize that not everyone feels super comfortable with strength training. And what I'll also tell you is there's a lot of misconceptions about strength training. And then I will also tell you there's a lot of obstacles we put in place surrounding strength training. There's a lot of limiting beliefs we have about strength training. Okay. And I also think that when we are doing strength training, because we consider it a form of exercise, and if we're adopting diet mentality, we think that we should lose weight with exercise, and then we don't see the scale go down when we're doing strength training, we assume that something's gone wrong and that strength training makes us bigger and bulky, and it's simply not true. So today's episode is really going to be outlined in a way that's going to talk about the importance of strength training. And then we're also going to talk about some of the limiting beliefs. And then also, how do we get you started? Either how do we get you started, or how do we help you optimize your current strength training regimen? So I'm really excited to dive in. And this episode is really dedicated to the individuals out there who are starting to consider beginning a strength training routine, but maybe you're not confident in how your body moves right now. Maybe you don't feel strong enough. Maybe you don't feel stable enough. Maybe you've never exercised before. Maybe you have limiting beliefs that your body is the wrong size to exercise or strength train. So I'm really here today to dedicate this episode to all of you out there. And just to say that, listen, my mother-in-law started strength training this year and she's 70. We all can do this. And it's going to really ensure that we become the most functionally fit version of ourselves. And also, more importantly, we're going to age independently. Okay. We know that making muscle is never a bad idea. So in fact, I used to be one of those people that said, well, I don't want to lift too heavy. I might get bulky. That's not accurate. Not accurate at all. It is so difficult for women to get bulky. It is very hard. Let's just put it this way. For a woman to gain maximum amount of muscle in a year, having a mesomorph, naturally muscular body type is going to be helpful. They have to consistently eat over maintenance protein and also probably over maintenance other macronutrients. And they have to consistently strength train. We're looking at about 3 times a week. The max amount of muscle that they could probably gain naturally, it's going to be about 6 pounds. Okay. So that's about 0.5 pound a month, which is actually very significant. Okay. So if you're sitting there thinking, well, I bulk up, I don't need to hear this. A lot of times what happens is back in the day when we maybe took on an exercise regimen, we got hungrier. And so we were eating more. And so yes, our muscles were probably growing because we were in a calorie surplus, which is what's needed for muscle gain. We were also gaining fat with that. So a lot of times what appears to be, oh, my jeans are so much tighter in my legs, it would be very hard to put on so much muscle in a month to have tighter jeans. So a lot of times, as I mentioned, we're gaining muscle and fat at the same time, which is pretty typical for a muscle gain strategy. But today we're really going to dive more into strength training, why it's important, the limiting beliefs, and then how to get started or up-level your current regimen. Okay. So let's dive right in here. Let's talk kind of the importance of strength training. All right. So the idea, and again, I said this in a previous episode, actually probably multiple previous episodes, that women tend to lose muscle at a rate of about 1% to 3% per year, starting at the age of about 30. Okay. So strength training in general is going to preserve lean muscle mass. It's going to allow us to gain muscle mass if we wish. Strength training improves insulin sensitivity. Again, if your muscles are ridding of glycogen during the exercise that is strength training, then what's going to happen when you eat? Your muscles are going to take all that stuff up, all the good substrate. And again, you're not going to need as much insulin to push that substrate into cells. So you're going to have more insulin sensitivity, less chance of insulin resistance. Okay. The next thing that it can really, really help with is just functional fitness, the way that your body is able to move together. Also helps with emotional regulation. So a lot of the muscles that we engage with strength training, particularly in our core, target the same part of our brain that also is responsible for creating our emotions, for where our emotions are generated from. So if we can really develop that pathway, we can become much more able to actually regulate ourselves emotionally. Not to mention, when we strength train, a lot of times the movements are very rhythmic and patterned. Combining breath work with patterned rhythmic strength training is another fantastic optimal way to provide emotional regulation. Okay. Now, not to mention all of the different diseases that exercise in general can present or prevent, and we're talking multiple cancers, multiple just chronic disease type states, hypertension, high cholesterol, all those different types of things. And let's be honest, when we feel strong, we feel good. Like, strong is the new sexy. We know this. Okay. So building muscle, making muscle, being strong, it's something proactive we can do versus let's sit here and try to get smaller. What we're saying is let's sit here. Actually, we're not sitting. Let's go over here. Let's go over to the weights and let's get stronger. So it really becomes a more empowered way to think about your health. So strength training alone, I've already given you examples for how, if you are a person that completes just a little bit of strength training each week, you are already improving your mental, emotional, physical, and also energetic health. I didn't even talk about the energy that's created. So the really interesting thing too is strength training is actually an exercise strategy where your heart rate is elevating during the movement. And then when you stop, it de-escalates, comes down. We know that this variability, which we also consider high intensity interval training, we know that this variability in heart rate is very good for the afterburn effect. Okay, so I want to dive into that just a little bit. Our total daily energy expenditure, so this is our basal metabolic rate. Our basal metabolic rate is highly dependent on our lean mass, which can be muscle, bones, organ, all those different types of things. About 70% of our total daily energy expenditure is our basal metabolic rate. Okay. Added to our activity, our exercise. So about 20% of our total daily energy expenditure comes from exercise. Only 20. Okay. So that's why exercise is not the magic bullet when we're trying to really create a lot of additional energy expenditure. And then food digestion makes up about 10% of your total daily energy expenditure. So if the money is in basal metabolic rate, to increase our total daily energy expenditure, because ultimately, if we want to prevent the midlife, you know, excess weight gain, which is going to definitely potentially cause more issues for us, our joints, you know, it can be cholesterol, it can be, you know, insulin resistance, all those different types of problems that we could kind of come upon, then the idea is that we want to have a higher total daily energy expenditure. Okay. Again, basal metabolic rate is where it's at. How do we build basal metabolic rate? Okay, we have to gain muscle or maintain muscle because that's a very big component of that basal metabolic rate. So a lot of times I like to say to people, committing to strength training is really about investing in a really great savings account that has a very high interest rate. Okay, right? So you go ahead, you invest your money in your strength training. All of a sudden now you're making all this muscle. So by default, you have this higher energy expenditure by default without even trying. You're losing any additional excess body fat if it's there. If not, you're just continuing to get stronger and stronger and stronger. Versus, right, you have an account that has no interest, right? It doesn't pay you anything back. It's literally just a safe space under your bed. So it'd be like putting your money under your bed. You're not getting anything for it. I mean, you're staying safe, right? So, you know, cardiovascular activity, for example, yeah, it's very heart healthy, right? So you're staying safe. You're, you know, you're really kind of enhancing that part of your health, okay? But you're not creating dividends. All right. So strength training will create dividends for your health. So how do I recommend strength with cardio? Now, I have a lot of marathon runners. I have a lot of avid Peloton riders. Those are all awesome, but you do them because they make you feel good. Okay. Trying to take on a very heavy endurance type exercise activity to try to get a body composition result, that's not going to be a very effective strategy. If you're over the age of 30, it's not going to be super effective. Now, again, I love to get on my Peloton tread. I love to do additional things, but again, it's more for my mental health and how it makes my body feel, you know, and so that's within my own judgment. But my recommendation, right, is going to be to commit to strength training and to get your daily steps in. Okay. Daily steps. So anything above 5,000 steps a day, we know that we exit out of the sedentary category. So once you hit 5,000 steps a day, you no longer have to consider yourself sedentary and we start actually improving our longevity. Okay. So this is why strength training is super important. Okay. So what are some of the other limiting beliefs? So I've already noted, you know, the idea that, well, strength training will make me bulky. And the other one that comes up all the time is I don't know what I'm doing and I'm going to look silly is number two. And number three is I don't know what I'm doing and I'm going to hurt myself. Okay. Number four is going to be I hired a trainer and I feel like they're getting me ready to be a Beachbody leader, right? It's too much too soon. Okay. So here's the thing with all of it, you know, the idea is that we always, for anything we ever take on and do, we have to start slow. So you're not going to, let's say you don't strength train at all. I'm going to absolutely say, do not start a regimen where you're doing 3 days a week of strength training. We don't start there. Okay. So here's the thing. Let's say you've never done strength training before. And the reason why I recognize this is because my upbringing was a bit different. I grew up with two brothers, not that they did a lot of strength training. However, you know, I had this thing where I wanted to be strong and I had a bigger body type as a younger person and I was strong. So in order for me to gain confidence in myself, I really did the things that I was good at, which was things that you had to be strong to do. So strength training was very natural to me. So I started strength training when I was about 13. Now you can go ahead and look up the studies and research to say you shouldn't do that so early. However, I was doing very minimal amounts. All right. And it definitely did not stunt my growth. All right. It definitely didn't cause any kind of negative hormonal impact. I did start strength training pretty early. And so by the time I was 18, I was very comfortable lifting with men in a gym. So I understand that my early experience is probably not the norm. Now, if you can identify with what I'm saying, then you're probably not at all intimidated by the strength training factor. However, maybe you haven't done it in a while. So maybe you're thinking, oh gosh, it's been a while. I'm kind of nervous to restart. I'm older now. What if things don't work the same? Okay. So let's start with the idea that maybe you've never done it. You don't have that comfort level. How do you stay safe? Okay. So one of the things that I actually did for my programming is I brought in a physical therapy team. Okay. One of the things for the women that we provide in our Transform program is something called Core and Floor. It's the idea that we really try to create a really stable, sound base so that we can become strong from that core. So that core becomes super strong. Many of us have had children. And so again, maybe we never had pelvic floor rehab. Most of us definitely probably needed it. Okay. Peeing our pants apparently is not normal. I didn't know that. And you know, jumping rope was quite an issue for some time. So the idea is that we need to be really smart about how we're doing this. So you might be recovering from an injury. Maybe you, even if you had a child 10 years ago, you could benefit from pelvic floor and core work. Okay. So from here, we have to do it safely. So the idea is we start slow. Some of us are not comfortable doing strength training yet. Now, strength training doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to a gym and joining a gym and lifting heavy equipment and barbells and having to go home and then buy all the stuff so you have it at home too. In fact, I will tell you, most of my routines that I do personally, because I travel so much, are body weight based. So to be a person that strength trains, you actually do not need equipment. Okay. I'm going to talk at the end a little bit about kind of my basic, simple recommendations for some really kind of inexpensive ways that you can have some equipment right at your fingertips if you do want equipment. Okay. So where do we start? Well, one of the reasons why I provide yoga in my programs and all my programs is because if you are not spatially aware of your body and space, you might not have great balance. You might not really know how your body moves. One of the most important things that you can do as you begin your strength training journey is to get your steps in, of course, but it's to start figuring out where your body lives in space. Yoga is a fantastic way to do this, okay? Because a lot of the movements that we're doing in yoga, actually, we don't call them strength training, but you need to develop some of that core strength and also arm and leg strength to be able to perform the movements. I mean, holding a downward dog, you're going from a plank position, right, into an inverted V. So you need upper body strength to hold that as well as lower body strength. That's a lot of movement where you are using your muscles. So the idea that we can start with yoga. So if you're out there thinking, well, okay, the strength training, I get it. I know I need it. I just feel so intimidated. you know, a lot of people will go and hire a personal trainer and whatnot. I think that's fine. It's just be very clear on what it is that you're looking for and that you do want to start slow. Because at the end of the day, the people that we hire want us to have good results. All right. And so a lot of times there can become a disconnect with where you're starting and the vision they have for you. So it's super important to communicate. So people that come into my online program, particularly, let's just say Fit Woman Collective, and you're not ready to strength train yet, we'd say, listen, we want you to stick with yoga for now. Whenever we recommend a strength training, so the first month in the program, we're only recommending one strength training a week. It's a 30-minute mind-body workout led by me. We say, you know what, stick a yoga in there instead. Do a 30-minute yoga instead. And we don't want you to start the strength training until you feel like you got a handle on where your body lives in space. Okay. And then you're going to find that you actually like the yoga, and then you start the strength training and you keep the yoga. And this is how we start developing a really solid fitness routine. Okay. So after you feel comfortable, you're at 5,000 steps a day and you kind of understand where your body is in space. I think at this point, we're ready to go ahead and try some kind of strength training. All right. So strength training literally can use no equipment. So you can do things like air squats, where you have no weight and you're just literally pretending you're sitting in a chair. You could do a modified push-up against a wall. So instead of being on the floor on your wrists, you could be up against a wall, literally mimicking a push-up. These things are strength training routines. Okay. You can also get a simple flat resistance band. Little band, buy it on Amazon. And that's going to be one of my recommendations. About 5 feet in length. You can do any exercise with that one flat resistance band. In fact, that's what I travel with. So if I do want to do bicep curls or tricep extensions or maybe an overhead shoulder press, I can do all of that with one band. Okay, so let's go ahead and really kind of overcome those limiting beliefs about what strength training entails. Because a lot of times people think if they're not going to a CrossFit gym or they're going to a regular gym and they're not throwing around heavy weights, that it's not strength training. That's just not true. So I mentioned my mother-in-law. So I wrote her a couple of routines with her flat resistance band. She literally just does those routines. She can do upper body, lower body. Takes her just about 15 minutes. It's something she can repeat often throughout the week because it's not overtaxing her muscles. She's actually gained muscle mass just doing these simple routines. Now, the idea is that you don't have to be athletic to do strength training. You don't have to be in top physical fitness form to do strength training. And if you're having the thought of you will go to the gym when you're fitter or you will start exercising when you're fitter, just please don't ever tell me that and throw that thought away because that's just never going to get you anywhere. All right. Because what that's saying is that who you are right now is not good enough. When you're thinking who you are is not good enough, you will not invest in your body. I like to give the example of kind of a car. So let's say that you have a car and you love your car and it's amazing and it's your dream car. And then let's say that you go away on vacation and you have to do a rental car and they didn't have the rental car you wanted. And so you had to go with like a smaller version and you're not too excited about it. All right. Are you going to take care of that car the same way that you are your beautiful, luxurious, amazing baby that's in the parking lot at home? Probably not. Well, your body is the same thing. Your body is a vehicle. So if you're not treating your body like your luxury car, I don't know. I might spend a little bit of time and appreciate your body as a luxury car, even if you don't believe it yet. Just start talking to your body in a way that it is your luxury car. You don't talk to your body the way you would a rental car. And listen, there's nothing against rental cars. We recently had a very nice rental car and we took good care of it because honestly, we didn't want to get into the whole thing that if we didn't take care of it, we had to, you know, pay extra and stuff like that. So we took decent care of it, but there wasn't the same kind of dedication to it. So for you to have dedication to your body, to do all the things for it, that's going to really help you to optimize your health. You are your luxury car. And you can even give your luxury car a model. I used to go ahead and do that. So it used to be, believe it or not, this is so funny, but I'm like, I think I'm a Jeep. I'm like a Jeep Wrangler, like a really cool Jeep Wrangler with like all those, you know, big tires. And, you know, because to me, it was like a powerhouse. It was like compact enough, but it was like a powerhouse. It's like strong. It could do anything, right? And now Actually, my dream car now is one of those new, obviously, like, you know, environmentally friendly. So, you know, it can be electric, but it's a brand new one that's coming out. It's not Tesla, but it's a different brand similar to Tesla. And it's this SUV car, because what does it do? Well, it conserves energy, right? We use kind of energy in a different way with those cars. And what am I working on in my own life? I'm working on conserving energy. So for me right now, that thing's a powerhouse, number one, like big time powerhouse. Has more muscles than a Jeep, and very big on mindfulness with the environment. And also, right, this idea that we also are conserving energy in a way that is useful for us all. So think about your car. I think that's a really good way to kind of start to think about your body, because a lot of times it's hard to just say, oh, I really love my body. I think I'm going to start loving it today. It doesn't work that way. You actually have to work up to developing the relationship with your body. Okay. So that was like a little off topic as we continue to talk through our strength training. Okay. So 5,000 steps, move to a yoga, move to a strength training. So now where do we go from here? Now, beginners, I'm typically going to recommend that you're doing full body routines. So in fact, right now in Fit Woman Collective, all the routines are full body. I just included full body because, again, when you're looking more into kind of really defining that body composition, that's going to be probably an upper tier program, only because I really have to monitor body composition scales and we have to really kind of be monitoring nutrition closer, right? But for FWC, it's really about kind of creating something that feels really good for you. Okay. And so I provide the full body routine. So I'm recommending to start out, you're doing full body. All right. There's no reason at this point that you need to be taxing your lower body in a way that is going to make it so you're so sore you can't show up the next day. Okay. So I want you getting comfortable with one strength training per week. That's it. 30 minutes. Okay. Now, if you started with yoga and you want to keep a yoga, you can do both. You can do one yoga, one strength. You can even do it in the same day. All right. Now, this is what I want. I don't want you adding any strength training until that one day a week becomes so exciting that you're craving more. I want you just to focus on daily steps of 5,000 or more. Now, if you can't get to 5,000 wherever you are, try to add 1,000. So let's say you get 2,000 steps a day. Try to bring it to 3. Eventually, try to work your way up to 5. My more advanced exercises, I'm going to recommend above 8. And my even more advanced exercises, I'm recommending above 10,000 steps a day. Okay. But again, today's purpose is all about how do we progress ourselves in a way that's really safe. Okay. So we don't add on to one day a week of strength training until this is completely rock solid. So the way that Fit Woman is set up is that you, the first month, do onboarding and we're doing one strength training routine a week. Each month we add 4 new strength trainings. So in month 2, we give the option of a second strength training every week, but not everyone's going to be doing that. In fact, now what happens is those videos then live in your library. So you can come back and do them when you're ready. And then when we go to month 3, we add 4 new ones. And again, this gives people the option of 12 different workouts in 1 month if they're ready. But I don't anticipate that everyone's going to be ready for that. I think a lot of people would be very, very, very well served by committing to one strength training routine, 30 minutes full body. I'm talking you through the whole thing once a week for months. I had somebody 3 years ago come to me and she said, I hate exercise and I don't think that you're ever going to get me to be able to do it because it's that bad for me. I said, okay, 30 minutes once a week. You're not allowed to do more than that. Okay. So she did one 30 minute once a week for a year. And then she was ready to add. And now she's crushing it, right? She needed to give herself that space to build her body up. Okay. So what can we expect? Why is this important? Why do we want to commit to this? We talked about, you know, how can it improve our health, how it can do all these different types of things in a positive way for us. Okay. So if you are on a fat loss regimen, meaning you're probably in a calorie deficit. So let's say you're doing a really good job of eating your protein. If you're not strength training, you're still going to be at risk for losing muscle in a calorie deficit. The most protective mechanism to maintain muscle mass in a fat loss regimen is getting your adequate protein and strength training. Okay, I want everyone starting at about one day a week for 30 minutes. Ideal is going to be 2 to 3 a week. However, that might take a year to get to. Okay. If you're doing one strength training a week, getting your steps and eating your protein, you will have minimal muscle loss. And I'm telling you, so not eating protein, you know, you're going to have over a 10% loss of muscle mass if you're not watching it. If you're not strength training and you're not eating enough protein, I mean, that could be upwards of about 20% muscle loss. And I see it all the time. And then people come to me and they say, I am gaining weight back. Why am I gaining weight back? I'm actually eating less. It's because they've tanked their basal metabolic rate. So actually, a long-term strategy for fat loss is not what you think. It's not trying to lose as much weight as possible up front. In fact, I don't ever care if you lose a pound. You will, because it's going to happen just by default. I want that muscle solid. I want it staying on you, if not gaining. That basal metabolic rate is our only hope to be able to preserve your ability to lose fat in a way that you can achieve an optimal body composition. Okay. Optimal body composition for my people. I don't go with numbers. I just want your skeletal muscle mass above your body fat mass. And I think the in-body at-home scale does a fabulous job of determining that. Myself personally, I did a DEXA, I did a professional in-body, and I did my at-home in-body exactly the same. So I can tell you, if you're hydrated well and you're using your at-home in-body at the same time every day, you're going to get fairly accurate results. I also don't want you checking every day. Remember what I said, it takes about a year at best to gain 6 pounds of muscle as a woman. And that's like you're pushing it. Okay. So imagine, you know, this in-body, a regular weight, if you want to take it because you're tracking and noticing, fine. If, as long as you can be neutral about that number. If you can't be neutral, then you either have to work on the neutrality of the number on the scale. Okay. Or like your options are that, or you can keep being disappointed with the number, or you can just avoid it altogether. And I think that really kind of learning who you are in a way that surpasses what the numbers are for you is the way that this is going to work. Okay. So then what we do, right, is we can really kind of follow to see how our body's responding. Okay. So easy ways to get you started. All right. First of all, if you're a woman and you are really looking for a solid program to really help you on your journey, wherever you are, and you want a really kind of uplifting, supportive community of other members who are doing the same. And also you don't want it to rule your life. Again, we're very strategic about how we lay everything out. Fit Woman Collective is going to absolutely support you in all these ways. So what I'd say is that I'm going to give you the same advice that I give inside Fit Woman Collective. So here it is. All right. So get your steps, work yourself up to about 5,000 steps a day. Okay. That's the first thing. Second thing, if you're not comfortable with strength training yet, start with your yoga. Find your position in space. When you feel confident enough, try your first strength training routine. Do not increase the amount of times per week that you're working out until that one time a week you crave it and you need it and you want it right now. Okay. So from there, you don't need a lot of equipment. I suggest, even in the routines where I'm using weight, often I'll suggest my members to not use weight. Just take it off. Don't use it. Just go through the movements. Okay. If you want to get some equipment and you don't want to spend a lot of money right now, because I will also tell you, when you start strength training, you start getting strong very quickly. So most of my members don't realize this, but they now have full gyms because they had to buy so many dumbbells as they got stronger. You can start with a simple resistance band. Go on Amazon, type in 5 foot flat band, 5 foot flat resistance band. There's not a brand in general that I recommend because I think they're all pretty similar. You can go ahead and get even a set where it's a light, medium, and heavy flat resistance band. You could do pretty much every single exercise with just flat resistance bands. So even in Fit Woman Collective, you can literally convert what I'm using with dumbbells with a flat band. Or as I mentioned, you don't even have to use resistance because moving your body against the ground in general is going to be resistance training. Okay. So remember, meet yourself where you are. Like, the days of doing more to get a result are just a hot mess. They're not real. Stop listening to them. Okay. So own who you are. Don't fit into the old puzzle squares where you're supposed to just fit perfectly. That's not for you to fit into. You're designing how you're going to fit, because we're all about really creating a long-term strategy for your success. All right, my friends, again, check out Fit Woman Collective with a link in comments. We would love to welcome you. It's an amazing community of all my best stuff that I've been curating for 7 years. And now we're bringing it wider spread way, in a very affordable way, to all of our ladies out there. Men are coming. It's all coming. All right, my friends, until next time, we'll talk soon.